Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. 97.7 The River.
Everyone look at your clocks and your watches, your phones.
Synchronize.
What time is it? It's beer 30.
Let me just check my pocket watch.
Yes.
Get your monocle on first.
Of course.
Obviously. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio, and that's what we do Fridays at this time. We have Beer 30. Their podcast is on Google Play and iTunes, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Danny.
So I brought in some stuff today. This is from Cali Craft, which is a brewery out of Walnut Creek.
Dub C.
Yeah, Dub C. You've seen them on the shelf. They do the Berserkly, which is a champagne yeast ale. They do the they have a Kolsch that's out that's really...
It's the Cali Kolsch is their best well-known beer.
I think I've had that one, but what did you say? Champagne
yeast?
Yeah, it's
ale?
An ale that they made with champagne yeast. It's called Berserkly. It's cool.
Curious. I'm hecka curious about that one.
Hashtag it. So this brewery, they have this cool wall that they call the scratch and sniff wall, and it's like all these barrel staves, like Zin barrels and rum barrels and whiskey barrels and Sauvignon Blanc barrels and all kinds of stuff. And you could literally go over and you could kind of smell these things. It's all stuff that they've used in making beer. And the guy, his name's Blaine. He is the head brewer, and he went to Berkeley and just kind of experimented with a lot of stuff brewing in his dorm room, of all things. So they do some
Seems
really
sanitary.
Yeah, they do some really experimental type stuff. Some of it I didn't like. Some of it I did. Blaine came through one of the restaurants yesterday, and we got to talking about some of the new stuff that he was doing. And he said, "Hey, I got a couple growlers of these things that we've only been pouring in the tap room. We haven't released them yet. They're going to be put in cans in a couple of weeks, and you'll start to see them out on the shelves." So this Guava Trees is the one we have in the cup in front of us. And it is an ale that they make using a rosé yeast. And in a 750-gallon batch, they used 450 pounds of guava puree and 150 pounds of Pinot Grigio grape, like, pulp. The first thing that we all kind of noticed was the nose on this.
Yeah.
And guava, before we go into, like, the real nitty-gritty about what we said about it, guava and papaya and a lot of this sort of tropical fruit can have some funk in it. And the yeast isn't really helping.
Especially when it sits for any amount of time, a little bit of like secondary fermentation can happen, and it just goes funky at an accelerated speed. So just sitting there, like, just, you know, a fresh juice, things like that are different. But once you get a pulp,
yeah,
and it sits and it does a little, I mean, not that it's a bad thing, it just has a different flavor or a different aromatic component to it entirely.
A lot of times you'll hear people say that Sauvignon Blancs have a sort of cat urine note to it. This reminds me a lot of that. The descriptor that I gave the descriptor that I gave was probably a little bit more graphic. So that's the first thing. The guava is definitely there, but the yeast is not doing it any favors in the nose, I don't think. But then you get into the mouthfeel and the flavor on this, and I don't pick up on that same funk in the mouth at all.
No. But I have a hard time. To me, the biggest hurdle in this beer is the rosé yeast. I really, like, once you get the guava part of it in, then you go over, then that yeast is a really, really big hurdle for your palate to overcome. It's super strong. Once you drink the mouthfeel finish part of it, it feels light and effervescent at that point, but it's a strong flavor, and then it just kind of, like, rolls into the finish. This is a big flavor for a lighter beer.
Knowing what I know about this beer, too, I can tell you that in the finish, there really is like a dry, almost acidic or mineral Pinot Grigio finish in it. Like, you can pick up a lot of what you get in some of the Pinot Grigios. And so I think the beer probably accomplishes what it set out
for sure
to do.
It's a complex beer.
Yeah.
Guava Trees.
Yep.
You're a thumbs up?
Yeah, I'm a thumbs up. Wouldn't necessarily reach for multiple pints of this. I definitely recommend trying it. And I think they achieve what they wanted to accomplish. I think it's great.
I'm double thumbs up, two thumbs up on this. I think the style was so interesting. I am blown away at the complexity of this beer.
All right. I'm going thumbs up. I like it.
Beautiful.
There you go.